Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm recording a little bit later today than I usually record. Actually, a lot later, because normally I record around 5 or 5:30. And I'm actually recording at 9:10 in the evening. But the reason is because I'm really super busy. Like, really super busy. As you would be when you're buying a house. So yesterday after I recorded, we did, I don't remember now, but I want to say we did P90X. And it's all this cardio stuff. And I'm like, every time, like after we get finished. And, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or because I put on some weight or both. It probably is both. But even going up the stairs now wins me. And we've been doing P90X again for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months at least. And it's got to get better soon. I don't know, but it was some cardio bullshit. And I was just like, And after we did that, we loaded up his vehicle with a bunch of stuff from the studio. And we also, I believe we also took some stuff from the closet, the coat closet, and went ahead. Because I'm trying to, again, I'm trying to take things that would be, there's always these weird things that it's like, they're hard to pack. They're either bigger than a box or they're like this weird size that they make a box either a little bit too small or a little bit too large. And like you're putting this thing in a box that's too big for it and then trying to fit things around it. And you end up just throwing a bunch of shit in a box that doesn't even go together. You're just like going to all the rooms, finding like jigsaw puzzle pieces to go in a box. So I'm like, you know, plus a lot of my studio stuff is audio equipment, computers, lighting. Stuff that, you know, if they're not careful with it, they could damage it. And so I was just like, I'm going to try to pack as much of my studio as possible. The only thing is I do have dubious intent on Saturday evenings and, you know, I have this podcast and I can do this. I can do dubious intent and this podcast on a shoestring amount of equipment probably. So I'm going to have to sit down and figure out like what that's going to be. Regardless, we packed up a bunch more stuff yesterday and we went and did that. And then we just came back. I cooked, but we had leftover turkey burger, two leftover turkey burger patties. So I warmed those up. And I find if you put, not microwave, not in the oven, but if you put them in a pan and you put a little bit of water and you put it on a low heat to let the water kind of simmer and then you put a lid on it, it keeps the patties moist but heats them up. Then I put cheese on them and, you know, toasted the buns and all that. And we had burgers. And, oh, we also did our grocery shopping last night. So, exciting. I don't have any coupon report because we don't really use coupons. I mean, I would, but we don't. And then today I just worked. But I'm going to try. So, every day of the week, I'm going to try to pack stuff and take stuff. But for lunch, we didn't really have anything planned for lunch. So I was like, you know what? We'll go to Whataburger. And we go there and I always order on the app. And you guys, I think I'm just going to, I love the burgers at Whataburger, but I don't know. I'm about ready to just boycott Whataburger because the service is so horrible. So I went there and until 8 p.m., if you do a mobile order, you have to park in a special parking space. Well, they have a tent with a chair and a table, and there's supposed to be someone out there, but there wasn't. There never is. So I pull into the space, and I'm like, you know what? They're not even going to know I'm here. But I'm like, you know what? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll just sit here because there's no phone number to call, no nothing. There is supposed to be. I'm like, maybe they just went in to go to the bathroom, and they'll be right back. So I sat there for at least 10 minutes. And no one came out. Finally, someone else, a couple of other people were confused and thought the dining room was open and they went up to the door and the manager had to come out and tell them, oh no, the dining room's closed. And so I was able to walk up to the guy and say, hey, I'm here to pick up my mobile order. I've only been sitting here like, anyway. So then he's like, oh, thank you. He's like, I'll go get your food right now. So he goes and gets it and brings it out. And then I say to him, What am I supposed to do? Should I just go through the drive-thru whenever I order? I said, I know that the instructions are I'm supposed to park here, but you didn't have anyone sitting out here. And he says, oh yeah, that's our choice. We decided not to do that. I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, well, how do you know I'm here? Because I tried calling you. Oh, this is something I didn't mention. I tried calling them 3 times and no one answered their phone. I'm like, I also tried calling you and no one answered. So how am I supposed to let you know that I'm here? And he's like, and he didn't give me an answer. He just said, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. And he gave me the food and that was it. He didn't even give me and you guys, I know that I'm supposed to boycott Chick-fil-A because there's some anti-LGBT sentiment. But Chick-fil-A has the best service of any fast food place you will ever go to. And it's consistent. No matter what Chick-fil-A you go to, good service. And, you know, I mean, that's not an excuse. I mean, I should boycott them, but anyway. But I'm so sick of having a bad experience at Whataburger. Ugh. The food was okay, but, I mean, the food was good, but the service was horrible. So then this afternoon, we did P90X early to get it out of the way. So we did, and I can't remember. I might have done P90X and then recorded yesterday. I honestly can't remember. But we did P90X immediately. So 5 o'clock, we both finished work. We went down there. It was another cardio piece of bullshit. And then what I decided we were going to take today was all of the artwork off of the wall in the studio, off of all the walls in the studio. And which includes a couple of Tim in Alaska paintings and some other stuff. But my college marching band photo, which is not really art, I guess, but my mounted collectible national park coins that I have mounted on a magnetic board and some other stuff. But we also had some art that Mark bought on a cruise that he was on. And, you know, they have those art auctions on cruises. He bought a couple. And they were in the guest bedroom, so we took those. We have another thing that's like an Italian scene that I really don't like anymore. It's one of those, like, if you've ever seen, like, Michael's or something, we'll have, like, a starving artist sale outside. It was one of those. So it was, like, a starving artist thing that I bought when I lived in Dallas. And I don't know. I mean, I used to like it, but my tastes have really changed. Regardless, it's been on the wall here because it's like this big piece of art, you know? So I don't know. We may not even put that up in the new house. I'm not really sure. Or if we do, maybe in a room that we never go to. I don't know. But we took all the art, all the photo, anything that was framed that was on the wall. I have a clock normally in the studio and I took that down. Put those all in, and then we had another coat closet. Well, I also have a little lit shelf behind me. It's the one that Fatty always says looks like Hollywood Squares because it's got 9 cubicle shelf things. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking. It looks like Hollywood Squares. And I've lit it so that each shelf is lit behind it, like the back of the shelf. And Fatty always calls it my Hollywood Squares shelf. And he always, that's where we always get the, oh, Adam's the center square tonight or whatever. And so anyway, I have a bunch of knickknacks on that shelf. So I put all of the knickknacks in a box and we took that. And then we had another coat closet and we emptied that and took that as well. But man, it was, so we went to the house, we dropped off that stuff, and then we needed to go to Home Depot because we found out we have to buy our own trash can. There is waste service, but they don't provide the trash can, so we have to buy our own trash can. And so we decided we were going to get that online on Home Depot, but we weren't sure what size we needed, so I said, well, let's just go to Home Depot and look at them and we'll see, we'll figure out what size. So we did that. And then we also needed to buy water hoses because I want to continue watering the lawn because it's brand new. So we needed to buy those. And I bought a timer that will turn the water off and on. And then some sprinklers and some packing materials. Exciting stuff. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to cook, of course. We're going to go get Chinese food. So we went to Panda Express. Oh my God, you would think everybody had decided to get Panda Express. So we go to Panda Express. They close at 8. We were there at like 7:50. And there was a line of probably 15 cars in the drive-thru. Luckily, we made it to the drive-thru like at 7:59. But the lady comes on and she's like, hi, welcome to Panda. Would you like to try our... And I didn't understand what she said. And I didn't know what to say. And I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. But I'll have the blah, blah, blah. And after I was done ordering, Mark says to me, you realize the thing that you ordered was exactly the thing that she asked you if you wanted? And I said, no, because I didn't understand her. How embarrassing. All right. Well, anyway, so we watched Press Your Luck and ate dinner, and now I'm recording. So that's my evening. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.